Dominicans and Haitians living in the United States have been watching the terrible scenes in their home countries. In New York City, home to the country's largest Caribbean immigrant community, government officials and community groups are organizing to send aid to the flood-ravaged island. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
At a storefront church in Corona, Queens, the pews are beginning to fill up with bags of beans and rice. Cans of food are stacked on the floor, and one of the parishioners, Bolivar Almonte, picks through bags of donations.
I guess this is clothes. It's clothes. Mainly, I would say 80% is clothes.
Since the news of the deadly floods in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, impromptu donation centers like this one have sprung up in Caribbean neighborhoods around the city. Here in Corona, members of the Dominican community were able to watch the disaster unfold on television feeds from their homeland. Jose Peralta, the local assemblyman, says it's the mixed blessing of technology.
It's good to see and to witness what's actually going on via satellite and see it as it's happening. But it's also frightening because you feel the people's pain and you say, oh my God, you know, what can I do to help?
That's what moved Marisol Perez to come down to the church. She was born in the Dominican Republic and works for the Queens Hospital Center, but she didn't go to work today so she could volunteer sorting items.
It's hard for me to watch when I see floating bodies, and it moved me, and I think that's why I took the day off, to come and help in any way that I can.
William Vicente came loaded down with cans of beans and mashed potato powder.
I saw a lot of people dead bodies, broken down houses, people crying. It's a big disaster. And not only did I help today, but I'm going to see if in a couple of days I'll get more stuff and bring it in.
There are about 370,000 Dominicans living in New York City. Much of the relief effort is being run by long-established community groups that are used to sending aid and money back to the island. The state of New York is donating electrical generators, and the New York City government sent a team of aid experts to the Dominican Republic to see what kind of medical supplies the city can offer. The Haitian community, however, is only a quarter the size of the Dominican, and they're organizing through their French-language radio stations in New York. On Radio Tropical, the news and music is interspersed with announcements of where to bring donations. The New York Haitians have set up aid centers at beauty shops and doctor's offices, at Haitian restaurants and community centers. Ulrich Gaillard from the Bateya Relief Alliance says the gifts of used clothing are great, but it's not what they really need.
The goods needs right now is health care, medicine, and money. And the reason I'm saying money basically is you have towns that are totally wiped out by the flood and the landslides. So we need to rebuild those towns. We need to build schools, housing, and medical care centers.
The money is coming in slower than expected, however. Gaillard says that some people still distrust the new government in Haiti since Jean-Bertrand Aristide stepped down, and they don't want to support it with a donation. And there's another complicating factor. Most of New York's Haitians and Dominicans come from the large coastal cities and have few family connections to the rural areas suffering from the flood. Still, Gaillard says there's been a bright spot to the New York response. The French-speaking Haitian community hasn't always cooperated smoothly with the Spanish-speaking Dominicans in the city. But in this case, Gaillard says everything is going well.
The two groups have been able to come together and mobilize support, not for Haitians per se or Dominicans per se, but for human beings who have been victimized by this horrible tragedy.
Gaillard says they hope to send their first major shipment of aid to the island in the middle of next week. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.